KUNR likes to highlight some of the work being done by our community partners. That includes Niche Podcast, which profiles people in Reno with unique passions and hobbies, like Joe Marino, who owns a local coffee shop in Midtown. Contributor David Calvert stopped by the shop to learn more about Joe's business and his story.
Joe, how's it going today?
Pretty fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you do, Joe?
I own a local coffee shop here in Midtown Reno. It's called Blue Whale Coffee Company, as you said. And my specialty, I guess, is just making people feel good.
So you're like the most important person in my day because you make my coffee in the morning. What do you guys specialize in at Blue Whale?
More than anything, it's a community vibe. Like you say, you come in pretty much every morning. So there's, you know, a few years of relationship building going on there. And with every new person that comes in, there's more of that. And I think what I stress more than anything is making people feel welcome. And I want people to have a sense of community or a sense of belonging.
The space is, I don't know, maybe the size of a garage.
It was a garage,
yeah.
Actually. It was a garage before it became a coffee shop. And we still got our garage door that we open up every day, weather permitting.
Give me your coffee spiel. When somebody doesn't know what they want, when you tell them what kind of roast they're looking for or origin, like...
Sure.
Explain coffee to me.
Well, coffee is actually a lot like people. It comes from all over the world. And in each different part of the world, it takes on different personality traits. And depending on how it's grown, how it's processed... the variety of cherry, because coffee is actually a fruit. It's a cherry that grows on a coffee tree, quote unquote. So when I you know, people come in and they don't know too much about coffee, I'll just give them a very basic, you know, well, I've got two options, Tanzania and a Colombia. And African coffees tend to be quite fruity and sweet. Sometimes you get some chocolate. You know, our Colombia is more of a toffee sweetness, more citrus, like an orange, nice orange or grapefruit citrus.
If Midtown Reno, or if Reno was a coffee, what kind of coffee would it be?
Oh, man. That's a good question. As it's grown, I think it would be a lot like a Rwanda. Rwandan coffees have not been known to be very good. They've had a lot of climactic issues that make it taste like a potato, which is not that great in a coffee. If it's a potato, it's great, you know, but it's coffee. But it's been growing a lot. There's been a lot of work being invested and, you know, performed in improving the infrastructure, the processing.
20 years ago, you could say Reno was just like a pot of Folgers.
Oh, yeah, man.
Too long.
Robusta. Yeah.
Right on, Joe. This was fun. I'm glad we got to talk
about
that.
Yeah, this was fun.
I'm going to order a cappuccino and appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Niche is produced at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Learn more at nichepod.com. And special thanks to producer Joey Lovato.